All right, we are live, baby. We are live. Good. Well, I'm about to say good morning, good afternoon. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. I'm so used to saying good morning. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Come on in. Come on in, baby. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Y'all come on in. All my divine ones, baby, check on in this thing. Come on in. Come on in. We made it, baby. We made it. 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 We made it, baby. Come on in. How y'all doing? Good afternoon, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Yes, popped up on y'all in the afternoon today. Come on in, come on in. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Y'all come on in. As you come in, I want you to share. Make sure you share this live with somebody today, baby. Yes, Shonda, I see you joined over there on TikTok. Hey, Shonda, Bozo, I see you, I see you. Yes, baby. Y'all come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Patrice, good afternoon. How you doing, Patrice, over here on YouTube? Come on in. Yes, baby. Come on in. Akilah, good afternoon. Come on in. Come on in, Akilah. Yes, baby. Come on in. Teresa Patterson, good afternoon. How you doing? God's warrior, blessings to you as well. Come on in, come on in. Amber Anderson, yes, come on in, come on in. Good afternoon, Brittany, come on in. Yes, baby, y'all, come on in, come on in. Yes, let me see, Sherry Watson, just got the number one gifter badge over there on TikTok, baby. Appreciate you so much, Sherry. Come on in, come on in. Ashley Washington, good afternoon. Good afternoon. GG the Glam Goddess, baby. Say I'm in this thing like Eddie Kane Jr. In this thing, baby, like Eddie Kane Jr. That's what I'm talking about. Come on in, come on in. How y'all doing? Good afternoon, baby. Yes, come on in. We in this thing. We didn't go live this morning because it was some really, really bad weather. It was some bad weather over here. So we didn't go on this morning. But we made it over here, though, baby. We made it on over here. We over here now. We over here now. So y'all come on in. Come on in, baby. Check on in this thing. All my divine ones, I'm so excited to be on with y'all this afternoon. Y'all put y'all locations in the comments real quick. Let me see where y'all tuning in from. Put them locations in the comments. We got TikTok in this thing. We got YouTube in this thing. We got Facebook in this thing. We are multi-streaming on multiple platforms, baby. We got all our divine ones in here today. So y'all come on in, baby. Come on in. Put y'all locations in the comments real quick. Let me see where y'all tuning in from. Yes, yes. Memphis, Tennessee in this thing. Okay, I see you, Memphis. Evergreen, Alabama in this thing. I see you, Evergreen. Obama, baby. Got Obama in here today. My neck of the woods. Got Obama in here today. Come on now. Y'all put y'all locations in the comments real quick, baby. Let me see where y'all tuning in from. Come on in. Come on in. Rochester, New York. Blakely, Georgia. I see you, Courtney. Represent my hometown, baby. In Blakely, Georgia. Come on in. Come on in. Yes. Little Elm, Texas. Baltimore, Maryland. In this thing. Baltimore waiting on my return. I'm coming back to Baltimore, baby. I promise I'm going to get back Ryan now soon. Guam. Okay. Guam in this thing. Come on now. Put them locations in the comments, baby. Y'all check on in. Check on in. I got to get on into the word because we ain't got but a little bit of time this afternoon. But I appreciate y'all so much for checking in. Appreciate y'all so much for tuning in, for becoming a divine one, baby. In case you didn't know, you are divine, okay? You was made in the image and the likeness of God. Divine means of God, from God, by God, okay? And each and every one of y'all, baby, I want to let you know. There is no other creature like you. There is no other creation like you. Y'all come on in, come on in. Is my connection good, y'all? Can y'all, is the video coming through clear? Might have to have some of these children turn some of these devices and stuff off, child. They have 50-11 things hooked up to the Wi-Fi. And I can't hardly get my live through. Yes, is it coming? Y'all let me know if the connection is coming through, if it's coming through good. If y'all can hear me and see me okay. If you can, just put yes in the chat. I got to turn some of the Wi-Fi connections. It paused for a second. Okay, are we good now? Amil says she just joined the Divine Ones. Welcome to the family, Amil. Come on in. Come on in. Yeah. It's going to keep doing that. Y'all hang on one second. Hang on one second. TJ. We gonna see, baby. Y'all, excuse me. Then the weather was bad today, so that might have something to do with it too. All right. Y'all let me know if it started flaking or going out again, and we'll see. But y'all, come on in. I'm excited to see everybody that's tuning in, that's watching, baby. Come on in. This word I got today, the thing deep. I already feel it. I ain't gonna have enough time. I'm not gonna be able to get into all of it today, which is why I want y'all to come back and join me on Friday morning at 9 a.m. Okay, Friday morning, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We live. Unless something happens, unless something go on, we live every single Monday and Friday morning at 9 a.m. So y'all make sure y'all come back on Friday morning to get the rest of this, baby. But I want each and every one of y'all start dropping them eagle emojis in the comments, baby. We done kicked off our 2024 Eagle series, okay, for this year, baby. We revamping that thing, 2.0 Eagle series. Each and every one of you, I want you to know and understand that you are a leader, that God has called you to be a leader, baby. Drop them eagle emojis in the comments if you know and you believe that this is your season of leadership. This is your season to find your purpose. This is your season to get in your gift and to start leading and start dominating in the gifts that the Lord has given you. I came to let each and every one of y'all know, baby, that you are not just another social security number. You're not just another statistic. You ain't just another You an eagle. You are an eagle, baby. Come on now. And you was built for high places. And I came to get some eagles out the chicken coop today, baby. You've been in some low places. You've been accepting less than what you deserve. You've been dealing with folks that don't recognize your worth. You've been trying to communicate your worth to some chickens when they don't even speak your language. It's no hablo ingles. Come on now. It's no hablo ingles, baby. They don't even speak your love language. They don't even speak. They can't even comprehend what you're putting out. The Lord say you're living too low. I remember when he spoke that thing to me, baby. He said, woman, you're too low. He said, I need you to come up. Come on now. Somebody put that word in the comments, baby. Say higher. Higher. That's what I hear today. That's what I hear God speaking over the divine ones today. I hear the Lord say higher, 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 higher. And just when you start to get comfortable on that level right now, I hear him say, take it up a notch, baby. It's time to go higher. It's time to go to the next level. It's time to get the next breakthrough. It's time to get the next miracle. That's it, baby. Y'all put that thing in the comments. Say higher, higher, higher. What we say all the time, they got to re-meet me. They got to re-meet you, baby, because just when they thought they knew you, just when they thought, come on now, just when they thought they hadn't seen the best of you, God take you up to another level. God take you higher. God start using you in a way that going to blow your own mind, baby. These folks ain't seen nothing yet. Somebody put that in the comments real quick, baby. Said they ain't seen nothing yet. Ooh, they ain't seen nothing yet, baby. They counted you out because they thought you was a chicken. They counted you out because they thought, oh, he ain't going to never be able to make a comeback. She ain't never going to be able to make a comeback. They counted you out. But somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say they ain't seen nothing yet. What we said on the other video, tell the enemy to stay tuned. Tell him to stay tuned, baby, because he ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, because I hear the Lord say that this is your season, baby, to stretch out the wings of faith. Ooh, you finna fly. Are you ready, baby? That's what I hear the Lord say. You better get ready. You better get ready, get ready, get ready, because this is your season to fly. Somebody put this in the comments. After you say they ain't seen nothing yet, I want you to put this in the comments. Say the wings of faith. The wings of faith, baby. Put that thing in the comments. I see you soaring over the enemy. I see you soaring over the storm, baby, just like the eagle do. Somebody put that thing in the comments. Say, I ain't worried about now, devil. I ain't worried about now, hater. Come on now. I ain't worried about now, enemy, because I'm stretching out the wings of faith. And I hear God say, just glide. Just glide, baby. Do you understand me? God has called you to be an eagle. He has called you for high places. He said, no longer can you sit in the chicken coop. No longer can you sit on that broke down job. No longer can you sit in that broke down relationship. Come on now. No longer can you keep living your life sick, disease after disease. He said, I'm calling you. It's time to stretch out the wings of faith, baby, just like the eagle do. And it's time to glide. Ooh, we gliding today, baby. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments. Say, just glide, baby. The divine ones gliding today. We stretching out the wings of faith, baby. And we just glide. Come on now. Eagles are fearless. I want y'all to understand this about who you are. Because see, for a long time, I lived inside of a false identity. For a long time, I let the devil lie to me. I let the enemy tell me all kind of lies. And I accepted these limitations about myself. I accepted this reality that the devil had me living in, that I was only supposed to make a certain amount of money. I was only supposed to live a certain kind of way. I was only supposed to work a certain kind of job, and oh, these type of incomes and these type of salaries, and who am I talking to, baby? These type of lifestyles, they ain't for people like you. They for such and such. God said the devil is a liar. You're an eagle, see, but you got to open up your eyes today. I command each and every one of y'all eyes to be made open today. Oh, yes, baby. I'm big talking today because I'm standing on kingdom business. I command each and every one of y'all eyes to be made open. I command your ears to be made open today and receive the word of the Lord, baby. God said it's time to stand on kingdom business. It's time to stretch out the wings of faith. Glory be to God. It's time to recognize who you really are. See, one of the biggest tricks that the enemy plays on you, He tried to convince you that you ain't nothing. You ain't got no power. You insignificant. You don't matter. But God said the truth of the matter is, baby, that you are more powerful than you could ever imagine. He said, when you receive my Holy Spirit, he said, you shall receive power, baby. That's where the power come from. It don't come from within yourself, but the power comes from the Holy Spirit. So we got to receive his spirit today. I want y'all to put that in the comments, baby. Say, I receive it. I receive it. Let the devil keep sitting over there with his face all balled up, mad. Come on now. Ain't nobody mad but the enemy. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I receive it. I receive it. It's some folks that thought that you weren't gonna never make a comeback. Come on now. And some folks that thought that, oh, he gonna die right there. I'm gonna leave it right there. She gonna be stuck right there. But I hear the Lord say that you shall make a comeback. But you got to receive my Holy Spirit today. And when you receive the Spirit of God, baby, you're going to get the strength to stretch out your wings. Ooh, you're going to be just like them baby eagles. They didn't even know they could fly until Mama Eagle pushed them out their nest. Come on now. God said when they fired you, when they lied on you, come on now, when they betrayed you, when they rejected you, when they talked about you, he said that was me pushing you out the nest. Because he said once you was out on your own, you figured out what you could do. See, you got to get on your own to figure out what you can do. You keep snuggling up on a mama them. You keep snuggling up on the grandma them. Come on now. You keep snuggling up on the pastor them and trying to ride off pastor them coattail, and you can't never stretch out your own wings of faith. Come on now and figure out what God made you to do. It's time for every bird to learn how to fly. It's time for every eagle to learn how to fly, baby. You're an eagle. You can't get comfortable in the nest. You can't get comfortable over there with them feathers, baby. Mama Eagle gonna start removing them feathers from the nest. And Mama Eagle say, come on, baby. It's time to fly. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, come on, baby. Put it just like that. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, come on, baby. That's what I hear your Heavenly Father saying today. God say, I am Mama Eagle. That's it. Put it in the comments. Say, come on, baby. Mm-mm. You sitting up down yourself. You sitting there saying I ain't never going to be nothing. You sitting there saying I ain't never going to amount to nothing. You sitting there saying I ain't never going to get out of this stuff. And the whole time, Holy Spirit is telling you, come on, baby. Come on, baby. You can do it. Oh, you got to get up and speak life over yourself today. You got to say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthened me. See, that's how you stretch out the wings of faith, baby. That's how you stretch them out. Glory be to God. You start speaking the word of God. You start standing on the word of God. That's how you stretch out the wings of faith. And when everybody else is losing their mind, y'all better hear me today. Because you're going to see them fall. Do you understand me? I'm talking about the best of the best. I'm talking about the ones that you put up on a pedestal. I'm talking about the ones you said, oh, I know they got. Oh, I know they successful. Oh, I know they this and that. God say, baby, you gonna see. You gonna see the best of the best, because the enemy is crafty. The Bible says that he will fool the very elect. Come on now. He will fool the very elect if it was possible. And you could be a chosen one and serving God and still be tripped up. That's why God say every day, you got to activate your spirit of sharpness. What we talked about on the last episode, you got to activate your eagle eye. You got to turn on the eagle eye and you got to activate that spirit of sharpness. You got to watch. See, got to watch. Got to watch, got to pray, got to be sober, got to be vigilant. Like the word tells us, you got to be on your post, baby. Somebody put this in the comment and say, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. You'll be surprised at what you catch when you watching and praying. Come on now. You'll be surprised at what kind of traps and tricks and ditches you see being dug for you when you watching and praying. But if you drunk in the spirit and you got your head in the clouds and you gullible and you believe in everything, you're going to miss it. You got to watch and pray. It's in the fruit. Come on now. Jesus told us you're going to know them by their fruit. It's in the fruit, baby. A tree is known by the fruit that it bears. You can tell me all you want, you an apple tree. But if I don't see no apples, I'm not finna believe you an apple tree. Come on now, I ought to see some fruit. That's the way the eagle use his discernment. The eagle don't just trust in and everybody, baby. The eagle going to test before he trusts. Y'all better hear me today. Come on now. Stretch out the wings of faith. Stretch out your wings. I hear God say, have confidence in me. Have confidence in me. Don't throw away your faith, baby. Your faith is your confidence in God. Even when it looks like things ain't gonna come through for you, even when it look like ain't no way being made for you, even though it look like, baby, that this storm is gonna take you out, you gotta understand that you are an eagle, and eagles do not run from the storms. Eagles are fearless. Put that in the comments, baby. Get your journal. Y'all got y'all journal and your blue ink pen. Put that thing in your journal, baby, with your blue ink pen. Say, eagles
are fearless. Come on now, put that thing in there. Get that journal, that blue ink pen. Y'all know you're a divine one. You'd have figured it out by now. I can't watch Toya. I can't be around Toya. I can't be in the room with Toya unless I got my journal and my blue ink pen. Eagles are fearless. God has called you to be an eagle. See? He says, I have not given you the spirit of fear. He said, you ain't get that from me. Eagles are fearless. When the eagle see the storm, let me tell y'all, baby, the eagle gets excited. The eagle gets happy when he sees conditions that produces a storm. Glory be to God. When a storm starts stirring up, when the clouds start moving, getting darker, come on now, when the wind start picking up, when other birds run and take shelter, the eagle take off. The eagle say, ooh, come on now. He said, this is my opportunity to soar. This is my opportunity to fly higher than I have ever flown before. Listen to what I'm telling y'all today, baby. When you get that doctor's report and they tell you this is what we found in your report, this is what we found in your body, this is what your x-rays looking like, come on now, and they telling you some news, some bad news that you don't want to hear, you got the eagle, baby, and you got to activate that fearless spirit. And God says, do not be afraid, but he said, this is my opportunity to heal your body. This is your opportunity to let the glory of God shine from within you. Because how can people know? Y'all better hear me today. How can they know that he is a healer if your body ain't never needed no healing? How can they know that he is a restoration God if your marriage always been sunshine and rainbows? That thing gonna need a little restoration every now and then. It gonna need God to touch it every now and then, baby. How can they know that he is a healer? Don't nobody never get sick. God say this. Come on now. He said, this is an opportunity. You got to turn on the eagle eye. You got to be just like the mama eagle. When mama eagle see the storm, she gets excited. Ooh, this is my opportunity to go higher than I have ever gone before. Some of y'all, you dealing with raising children on your own. You don't know how you going to make it. You don't know how you going to pay them bills. You don't know how you going to make ends meet. You trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Come on now. But I hear the Lord say that this is your opportunity, baby, to stretch out the wings of faith and just glide. Just glide, baby. Y'all put it in the comments again. Say just glide. Every piece of hard time that I fell on, you better know and you better believe, baby. I used it to my benefit. Oh, eagles are not afraid of the storm. Eagles are not frightened by the storm, but the eagle uses the storm for his benefit. Come on now. You got to start looking at these situations when these folk lie on you, when they talk about you, when they betray you, when they reject you. God say, don't look at that as a problem. But he said, look at that as your opportunity to grow. This is your opportunity to elevate. Come on now. Your problems are your opportunity for transformation. I want y'all to write that down. Ooh, you better don't miss that. Don't miss that. Come on now. Somebody say, I can't miss that. Write that down. Your problems are your opportunity for transformation. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. What you say? I got to drink a little bit of my green juice off of that. I got to drink a little bit of my green juice. Wait a minute now, Toya, what you say? My problems are my opportunity for transformation. How am I gonna grow from a problem? I need to get this thing solved. I need to get, you talking about some transformation and all this stuff. I need to get this thing solved. How am I gonna get this thing solved? Your problems are your opportunity for transformation. Write that down. When y'all wrote it down, I want you to tell me. Put done in the comments when you done wrote it down. Put done in the comments when you done wrote it down. if you driving or you doing something you can't write right now, come back to this video. It's going to be a replay over here on YouTube. Come back to this video and make sure you write that down. My problems are my opportunity for transformation. Come on now. Teresa says she wrote it down. Charlotte says she wrote it down. Sherry wrote it down. Keisha Hill wrote it down. Okay, come on, come on. Put Dawn in the comments when you write that thing down. Sister Webster wrote it down. Okay, my Auntie Sylvia Jones wrote it down. Come on now, Carithia Ponder wrote it down. Marquita wrote it down. Write that thing down, baby. Say, my problems are my opportunity for transformation. So what does that mean? The next time you get some bad news, the next time you get a phone call, the next time you get some negative information, some negative news, something going on, understand that this is the storm. See, these are the conditions that produces the storm. Remember that you are an eagle. Remember that the eagle does not run from the storm. See, like other birds, the chickens and sparrows and all the common birds, they go hide in the bushes and in the trees. They take shelter. But when the eagle sees the storm, the eagle takes off. The eagle say, this is my opportunity, baby. You got to look at your problems as your opportunity. You've been praying for transformation. You've been praying for a breakthrough, right? You've been praying for it. But see, God don't send it. He don't send the answer in the way that we think. He don't send the answer in a way that you recognize. That's why you got to be transformed. Come on now. That's why you got to get transformation in your mind, baby. Just like Romans 12 and 2 told us. That's why you got to be transformed by the renewing. By the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to see what's going on. Then you will be able to stop being tricked and fooled by the enemy. Then you will be able to see that this is not a problem. This sickness that the doctor told me I got, this is not a problem. These diabetes that the doctor told me I got, this ain't no problem. These leg pains, these back pains, come on now, this ain't no problem. This is an opportunity for my transformation. See, this is an opportunity for me to get serious about my health. This is an opportunity for me to start watching what I'm putting in my mouth. This is an opportunity for me to get up off my behind in this chair, watch Netflix with this remote control, and get out here on this track and start walking. Even if I can't do nothing but walk to my mailbox, I'm gonna get out here and walk to my mailbox. Even if I can't do nothing but get out here and walk the circle around my house, walk the perimeter around my house. The doctor told me I got XYZ, but that ain't, y'all ain't worried about that. This is how eagle talk. I ain't worried about that, baby. I see y'all. You saying I ain't worried about that? This is my opportunity to get serious about my body. Come on now. When I was at the heaviest weight that I had ever been before in my life, I used to sit and watch how my feet would swell. My feet would swell up so big. My feet and my legs and stuff would swell up so big to the point where my feet was unrecognizable. They didn't even look like my feet. Come on now. I looked at that. I said, this is my opportunity to get up and start getting serious about my health. This is my opportunity to start getting all this unnecessary weight off of me. This is my opportunity to start eating better. This is my opportunity. Come on now. Y'all got to get this thing today. The eagle don't run from the storm. When the eagle see the storm, the eagle take off. Take off in prayer. Come on now. Take off in action, because you got to put some action behind that thing. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. You keep sitting there saying you believing in God, you trusting in God, but is it in your actions? Are you moving on the word of God? That's it, baby. Come on, Sheila. Y'all put that thing in the comments and say, take off. Eagles, take off. You get some bad news about your child. Oh, your child doing this, doing that. They done got caught up in this and got caught up in that. Eagles don't run from the storm. Eagle, take off. You take off in that prayer closet. Come on now. You take off in the word of God. You take off in them scriptures. You take off with them affirmations. Speaking life over your son. Speaking life over your daughter. My son shall live and not die. Come on now. My daughter shall live and not die. You speak life over your children. Glory be to God. Take off. That's it, baby. Y'all put it in the comments. Eagles take off. Eagles are fearless. Listen to this. Joshua 1 and 9. I want y'all to write this scripture down. Go back and read it later on in your study time. Joshua 1 and 9. He says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. I feel the power of God. He said, have I not commanded you, eagles? Eagles, this is your commandment. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. Come on now. Ooh, some eagles ought to get excited today, baby. I see some eagles stretching out the wings of faith and saying that the Lord my God is with me. I don't care what you got to go through. You might got to go through hell and high water, baby. You might have to go through all kind of conditions and storms and situations in your life. But you better hear the word of God today when God is telling you, I don't care what you got to face. I don't care what you got to deal with. He says that you are not by yourself. For the Lord your God is with you. Ooh, he say, I'm with you, baby. Put it in the comments. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Say, God is with me. That's why the enemy is mad. That's why the enemy is upset, baby. Because out of all the storms that he done sent into your life, he still could not destroy you. Out of all the sicknesses that he done sent to your body, he still couldn't take you out. That's because God is with you. Come on now. Joshua say, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, baby. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you. You better stretch out the wings of faith. You better stretch out the wings of faith, baby. You better lock down on your eagle wings. And when the winds of that storm get loud and go to blowing real hard and blowing real fast, when the devil go to huffing and puffing in your finances, huffing and puffing in your marriage, huffing and puffing with your body, with your health, you better stretch out the wings of faith, baby, and just glide. Just glide. Put it in the comments again, baby. Say, we just gliding. The divine ones gliding today, baby. They talking, talking, talking. They saying this and saying that about you. They saying, well, you know, they say she's such, 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 such. And you know, they say he's such, such, such. Who is they? Who are they? Well, you know, they say they, da, da, da. They said, such, such, such. Eagles ain't studying none of that. Eagles done stretched out the wings of faith, baby. You somewhere on level 3,000 while the chickens dying there and the chicken coop clucking. Come on now. You somewhere on level 3,000, baby. You and your husband somewhere on level 3,000. You and your children somewhere on level 3,000. You done stretched out the wings of faith and you just glide. Eagles don't entertain gossip. Come on now. Eagles are fearless, baby. Eagles have goals. Eagles are focused. Eagles turn on their eagle eye. They don't entertain no gossip. Well, I say a lot of this stuff that you hearing about what people saying and doing, he said that lets you know right there that you too low. You flying too low. Because he said, how do you even know what they saying? How do you even know they got a group text, a group thread? How do you even know they talking about you? He said, get rid of that mess because I called you for high places. Stretch out the wings of faith. See, eagles got their mind on business. Eagles stand on kingdom business. Eagles don't entertain gossip. Eagles don't entertain foolishness. You come around an eagle with some foolishness, you're going to get blocked. Come on now. You go around an eagle with some foolishness, baby, you're going to get ran over. Just like we said on spiritual seatbelt, they run up, they're going to get ran over. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, oh, okay. Oh, okay. They run up, they're going to get ran over. Eagles ain't playing that. Eagles ain't playing that. Eagles ain't having that. Mm-mm. Eagles say, miss me with all that, baby. You listen, we not the same. Y'all know how they say, we are not the same. That's what I hear the eagle telling the chickens. We are not the same, okay? You, when you get some bad news, you run around like a chicken with your head cut off. You down God. You giving up your faith. You done stop praying. You done stop meditating. You done stop writing in your journal. You done stop tuning in to the videos and stuff. You don't want to hear nothing else by God just because your money acting a little funny. Just because the doctor done told you got some kind of sickness. God say, who report you going to believe? Come on now. Chickens believe what they say. The eagle going to believe what God said. We stand on kingdom business over here. We stand on the word of God. We stretch out the wings of faith and just glide. And every day you get up, baby, see, because this is the type of world that we live in. We live in a world that is so wicked. We live in a world that is so evil. The Bible talks about this, how in the last and evil days, how a wickedness and evilness shall abound, meaning that it's taking over the earth. It's saturating the earth. You see more wickedness than you see good. So in the world that we live in today, God is letting you know that storms are happening every day, baby. Every day you get up, you got to face a storm. Every day you get up, you got to stretch out the wings of faith. Because every day is going to be conditions that produce a storm. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Every day you're going to have a storm. Y'all know you can call somebody, bad news is everywhere. Bad news is everywhere. You ain't got to look too far to find bad news. But in order for you to find a good story, a success story, a story of happiness, a story of love, a story of abundance, you got to search, 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 search. But you ain't got to look too hard to find bad news. I'm on time, y'all. Put it in the comments. Say you on time. Oh, okay. Put it in the comments, baby. Say you on time. You ain't got to look too hard to find bad news. Bad news is everywhere. Storms happening everywhere. That's why you got to be disciplined. Eagles are disciplined. Eagles are focused. Eagles say, yeah, there's storms going on all around me, but I'm going to still be joyful. Come on now. I'm going to still find joy in the midst of the storm. Oh, I'm going to still find peace in the midst of the storm. That's an eagle right there. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, that's an eagle right there. See, that's how you know you're in the midst of an eagle. Because it when all kind of stuff happening, that when you're looking at these folks, you're saying, how in the world they ain't lost their mind? How in the world they ain't went under? How in the world they still on top of the ground and the ground ain't on top of them? That's how you know you in the presence of an eagle. That's an eagle right there. That's an eagle right there. Let me tell y'all something about successful people that I understood. I used to think that successful people didn't have problems. See? They ain't have a problem. They got money. They got this. They got that. They good. Let me tell y'all something. Everybody going through something. It ain't just you. Everybody going through something. Everybody experiencing something. But this is how you know you in the presence of an eagle. You don't let what you're going through stop you. See, you still wake up every day with a smile on your face. You don't even know the eagle in the middle of a storm. You don't even know the eagle cried themselves to sleep last night. Come on now. You don't even know, because the eagle has turned on rapid focus. The eagle is able to quickly adjust. And even when they were sliding down the wall doing the ugly cry last night, they get up in the morning with a smile on their face. They say, this is the day that the Lord has made, baby. Come on now. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. This is my day. That's how you know you're talking to an eagle. Eagles are not bound by their circumstances. Eagles are not bound by their conditions. Eagles are not bound by the storms of life. The eagles say, I use the storm. I want y'all to put that in the comments. I got to go. But y'all put that in the comments before we go. Say, eagles use the storm. Did you know that you can take your problems and the things that you're going through, the negative things that you're going through, the things that the enemy sent to you to destroy you? See, these things were sent to destroy you. But God said, no, no, no. He said, when you're an eagle, baby. He said, I want you to receive my Holy Spirit, because my Holy Spirit is going to teach you. Holy Spirit is a teacher, baby. And the Holy Spirit has taught me how to use the storm. If there was ever a number one lesson that I leave to my children, that I teach my children, if they don't remember nothing else they mama taught them, because I'm their mama and they teach them. If they don't remember nothing else they mama taught them, I tell them, you better use the storm. You are an eagle, and eagles use the storm. You don't have to run from the problems in life, baby. You got to use your problems to make you better. Use your situations, use your circumstances to make you better. Because let me tell y'all something about this generational wealth. You can leave your children all the money you want to leave them. You can set up all the policies that you want to set up for them. You can leave all the property and houses and real estate you want to leave to them. But if they don't know how to use the storms of life to make them better, who am I talking to today, baby? If they don't know how to get up off that flow when life knocked them down, it won't matter how much money you done left them. It won't matter how much property you done left them. They're going to run right through it. Come on now. Come on now. That's the number one thing. That's my number one focus of what I want to leave behind for them as part of my legacy, as part of my, that is my estate. That is the estate. Come on now. They got to know and they got to understand that life going to knock them down on that float. And when they get knocked down on that float, do they know how to get back up? See, because that's when people take their life. That's when people get on drugs. That's when people resort to all kind of other avenues. They turn to everything and everybody else except God. But you better make sure that in all your giving that you're giving to your children, you better teach them how to get up off that floor. Because life gonna knock them down. Do you understand me? I don't care how much cushion you done gave them. I don't care how much security you done made for them. Life gonna hit, baby. Like they say, life be lifing. And you got to teach your children how to turn on the eagle eye. You got to teach them how to get up off the floor. how to use this storm, baby. Come on now. When the devil left me for dead, I had a choice to make. I could have sat there and died. I could have laid there and died. I could have said, I ain't never going to be nothing. I could have said, I ain't never going to amount to nothing. But instead, I turned on the eagle eye. And I said, no, 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 devil. Come on now. Somebody put that in the comments. Say, no, devil. Ooh, I hear the Lord say that the enemy will not destroy you, baby. That you're going to rise up and you're going to activate the wings of faith. I said, no, devil. Come on now. God said when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said, my spirit will lift up a standard. Somebody prayed for you a long time ago. Come on now. And I hear the Lord say that when you hit the flow, baby, you will not be destroyed. That when sickness comes upon your body, that this sickness is not unto death, but you're going to rise up again. Oh, no, 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 devil. I said, yeah, I'm in a mess. I'm in a hot mess. But what I said, I'm going to use this hot mess. Okay. I'm going to teach lessons from this hot mess. I'm going to start a business from this hot mess. Come on now. I'm going to create courses from this hot mess. I'm going to write books from this hot mess. Come on now. I'm going to start a YouTube channel from this hot mess. I use the storm. That's the eagle right there. Come on now. You ain't messed up. You just got to switch your mindset. And you got to stop looking at your problems as setbacks. And you got to see it as opportunity for transformation. Because see, the devil thought he was slick. Out of all the stuff he put me through, he thought I wasn't going to be able to make it. He thought he was going to be able to kill me. Come on now. That's how he thinking about y'all. He think he going to be able to destroy you. He going to be able to take you out. But he don't know that God has put the eagle spirit on the inside of you. And it's in each and every one of y'all, baby. It ain't just in me. It's in you. Put it in the comments. Say, it's in me. It's in me. And see, everything that the enemy put on you to try to destroy you, glory to God, everything he put on you to try to destroy you, instead of it destroying you, it made you better. It made you better. Come on now. Instead of it destroying you, it made you better. Because see, I wouldn't even be able to do what I'm doing right now had I not went through hell. Who am I talking to? I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now. I wouldn't be able to teach with the passion that I teach with had I not went through hell. So it was good for me. Come on, now this is an eagle right here. This how an eagle talk. This how an eagle stretch out the wings of faith. The Bible says that it was good for me that I would be afflicted. Come on now. It was good for me that I would be left for dead. It was good for you, baby, that they would fire you. It was good for you that sickness would hit your body. See, ain't nothing but a storm. That's all. Ain't nothing but a storm. Small thing to a giant. Stretch out the wings of faith and just glide. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Come back and join me Friday morning, baby. We're going to kick off the next part. We still in the Eagle series, and I'm continuing this message on. Look at my journal and my blue ink pen. Look at all my notes God gave me. I ain't even got through. I'm still up here. I'm still up here. So we ain't even got it. Look, cause I can read two words and the Holy Spirit I done took out. The Holy Spirit, I can hear him speaking in my spirit. So I can read two words and take off, baby. So I don't know. I don't know how long we're going to be running. We're going to run it till it's all gone. I love y'all so much, baby. Y'all come back and join me. Come on in. In case y'all didn't know, make sure y'all come. If you can be in the Houston, Texas area, March the 16th, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas. Yes, baby, the Divine Ones live and in person. Come on in the room, baby. LaToya O'Keele, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas, March the 16th, 2024. If you in the Houston area and you can join me, come on in, baby. We still have tickets available. You can get tickets at IamLaToyaO'Keele.com, okay? I don't think I put the link in the description, but go to IamLaToyaO'Keele.com and get your tickets, baby. Also, if you're looking for a coach, if you're looking for a community of other Divine Ones that can support you in your transformation, you're looking for a family of people that are just like you, that's seeking spiritual transformation, seeking self-development, growth, and you are ready to commit to a process with a life coach, I'm your coach. Okay, look, say like they be saying, say less. Say less, baby. I got you. Go to LaToyaO'KeeleAcademy.com. And come on in, come on in. Let me see. Today is Monday. Yeah, so I will be live with my members tomorrow. Y'all will see me live tomorrow, but I will be live with my members in our group coaching membership. So it's only $47 a month. You can cancel at any time. I do live mentoring, live coaching with my students every single Tuesday morning. So tomorrow morning, that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be live mentoring, live coaching in LaToya Okia Academy. If you like what you get here on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, wherever you're watching from, and you want to take it a step further, baby, that's the next step. Go to LaToyaOkiaAcademy.com and sign up for our group coaching community. You get a private support group outside of social media, okay? Because social media be doing too much sometimes. So you get a private support group outside of social media where you can go in there and make posts, connect with divine ones from all over the world. It's people that are just like you, that's on the same spiritual journey, the same transformation as you. Then you get access to replays, masterclasses, hours and hours of recordings, classes that you can take. It's all inside of that one membership for $47 a month. Okay, like we say down here, you can't beat that with a stick. And you get your coach live every week on Zoom with you, answering your questions, mentoring you, coaching you. You can't beat that with a stick. I love y'all so much, baby. I'm praying for you. You're going to make it. You're going to be all right. You are eagle. All you got to do is stretch out the wings of faith and just glide. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. All you got to do is use the storm. The storm is not a bad thing. I had to rewire my brain to understand that. I thank God for the storms of life because it made me the strong person that I am today. It made me the woman that I am today, the child of God that I am today. And it's making you. You just got to shift your perspective and stop seeing problems as bad things. But these are opportunities for your transformation. This is helping you to become the person that you prayed you could be. Your problems are your opportunity to get you to your prayer. See, every tear I cried, everything I went through, it was leading me up to my purpose. Because had I not went through that, what would I teach about? What would I talk about? What would I coach on? I couldn't coach y'all on nothing because I hadn't been through nothing. So I needed to go through these things. I needed to experience that. And when you're on the other side, you can smile and you can bless everybody that was involved. You can say, Lord, bless them. I love you. God bless you and bye. I love y'all so much. Okay, y'all come back Friday morning. I'll check in with y'all later.